こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後でマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、先週ミネアポリスからラスベガスへ向かっていたデルタ航空機で、機体が着陸の最終体制に入ったところで操縦室のドアが壊れ、操縦室の外にいた機長が締め出される事態が起きました。副操縦士は空港側に緊急事態を連絡した上で、一人で無事に着陸させました。
Last week, a Delta Airlines flight from Minneapolis to Los Angeles, to Las Vegas, was forced to make an emergency landing after the pilot was locked out of the cockpit. The pilot had left the cockpit for a toilet break, and when he returned, found that the cockpit door had malfunctioned, locking him out.The co-pilot made an emergency landing at McCarran International Airport.
そんなことあるって感じじゃない？入れないみたいな。
Do you know what these doors are like now? The new doors?
What do you mean?
So they've been modifying the doors.
Yeah, right.
Reinforcing the doors, making
right.
it. So I don't know the particulars of this story. I'm just wondering if those modifications are what may have resulted in this happening. Because I don't think you could have locked yourself out, pre 9/11.
I guess. I don't know. その壊れ方がね、どういう壊れ方なのか、なんかあんまり報道されてないからよくわかんないんだけどさ、すごい焦っただろうね。え？みたいな。開かない開かないみたいな。
And then there's this like moment where he's like,Oh shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to tell all these people I locked myself out of the cockpit.
Yeah. しかも、なんか何もできないもんね。廊下でぼーっとするしかないというかさ。
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. I'm just going to chill here, みたいな。
That's got to be one of the highest pressure moments where you realize that you have to get on this, the loudspeaker thing, the intercom or whatever it is. And talk to a bunch of people, bunch of people on an airplane. Because as soon as you begin to make some sort of announcement, people are kind of like, what? What is this? Like, if it's not a routine, not like, oh, you can see Mount Fuji out the left side or something, but instead it's like something broke.
Yeah.
You know?
なんかさ、昔もあったよね。でもなんか機長がトイレに入って、ただトイレから出られなくなっちゃって、でしかもその間に副操縦士のなんかこのなんていうのハンドルっていうかさ、操縦のバーあるじゃん、
yeah.
あれがなんかジャンプしちゃって、すごいなんか急に上に上がったか下に下がったかしちゃって、でなんか機長が助けた
simultaneously?
Yeah, and the co-pilot was freaking out. So like, なんかいつものこと忘れちゃって、もうパニックになっちゃって、へ、どうしようどうしようみたいになった後に、機長もはやばいトイレから出られないみたいな、なんかあったの昔見ました。でもね、これまあ良かったよね、誰も怪我もしてないしさ。
I've kind of had that sort of experience trying to get out of the bathroom on the airplane. It wasn't broken. I was just like, I just was confused.
Why?
Because you have to, it's a weird door. It has like a hinge in the middle and it like folds.
Ah, hey, so like hey, hey.
Yeah, so I like slid the thing over and I pressed like the wrong part, so it wasn't opening. So it's kind of like,
so, 真ん中押さないとね。
I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, あとたまにトイレの鍵とかさ、ない？なんか変に、日本だとあんまりないけど、アメリカとかだと鍵がさ、適当にくっついてて、こうなんかガッコンって閉めないと閉まんないみたいな。で一回閉めちゃったらまたなんかその
飛行機の
No, like random places.
Yeah, yeah.
なんかなんて立て付けが悪いというかさ、でそれを無理やり閉めたら今度はなんか開かなくなるみたいな。
That's normal.
Oh my god.
In the States. If you find if there's a toilet with like a perfectly aligned, well functioning door lock.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be brand new. You're probably the first person to use it.
そうだね。あとなんかさ、アメリカのトイレよくウォールマートとかさ、カチャってする棒が短すぎて、なんかちゃんと入ってんのかよくわかんないみたいな。わかる？なんか開いちゃいそうなんですけどみたいな。
Yeah.
怖いよね。
There's big gaps too.
あ、そうそう、丸出しだよね。
I don't know. It's the the way bathrooms are arranged in the US is very different from Japan.
そうだね。日本はもう全部絶対見えないもんね。その外にいる人が見えたりさ、ってことは絶対にありえないけど、
yeah.
アメリカだとそう。
You can just look through the crack.
そうそうそう、全然丸だし、そうそうそう。あとあの上と下の何？ドアの上と下の隙間もすごいでかいじゃん。
Mm.
だからね、面白いよね。
In Texas, they have restrooms where it's just like a, I don't know what they're called, but it's like a trough.But,
What's that?
It's just like a long sink, almost.
Ew.
Like there's no urinals. It's like one huge urinal.
Okay.
And so you just stand in front of this huge urinal.
じゃあ flush できないってこと？どうなってんの？ そこは。
I don't know. I don't remember. This is like a long time ago. I don't know if it had like trickling water or just no water because...A lot of the new toilets have no water.
Right.
But I don't know.
なんかさ、飛行機といえば昨日のあのトランスアジアの、
mm.
あの墜落のビデオ見た？車載の。
Mm.
すごくない？もう、
yeah.
どういうこと？お腹見えちゃってるし、飛行機の。あの。
Dash cams get everything now.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Meteors.
Yeah, it's like,
Street fights,
oh my God.
Plane crashes.
しかもトランスアジア去年の7月にも死亡事故があったんだよね。だから結構なんかまたかよっていう感じ。
Just anything with Asia in it.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah? I mean if you include Malaysia Airlines and...
Right.Yeah.
Wasn't there an Air Asia issue recently as well?
なんかあれだよね、その、この間、その7月のはあれだって、あの、何、すごい雷雨で天候が悪くて、なんか着陸しない方がいいみたいな、あの、他の航空会社はキャンセルしたりしてたんだけど、そこをまあ、無理やりというか、できるみたいな感じでやったら失敗しちゃったみたいな。今回はなんか原因がまだ分かってないみたいだけど。
Don't they have a, I think the pilot had said that, what do you call it? Like an engine, it is basically an engine failure.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So that's, they think that it was an engine failure that resulted in that, but.
あの、機体がその ATR-72 っていうその去年墜落したのと全く同じ型だと思うんだけど、今回も。あのフランスとイタリアのが共同で作ってるやつみたいなんだけどね。まあまあでも分かんないが怖いよね。あの毎年あるじゃん、安全度ランキングみたいな航空会社の、
yeah.
それとか見ると意外とそのまあ聞いたこともないようなやつで危ないってされてるのももちろんいっぱいあるんだけど、意外とよく聞くやつで危ないとこにランクされてるのとかもあるから、なんか結構普通の人でもチェックしといた方がいいのかなとは思う。
I think the airplane news has gotten kind of weird, to be honest. And I think that the actual versus perceived reliability of these crafts has kind of been... They're very different.
Mm.
You know, if you look at the statistics, you look at how many casualties there have been and how many incidences with what airlines and whatnot, I don't really think that there's anything...Like the perception of flying right now is very different than it was two
right.
years ago.
Right.
You know, how reluctant are you to buy a ticket on Malaysian Airlines right now versus two years ago? Two years ago, it'd just be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Not worried at all.
Yeah.
But because we've had these incidents, it's kind of...Don't you feel that? Like, everyone's a bit more nervous about flying.
Yeah.
Anytime something happens to an aircraft, it's kind of seems more relevant than it would have otherwise.
Yeah, まあなんかこう、業界がすごく身近になってるっていうのもあると思うけどね。あの、値段もすごく下がってるし、あの、みんなにとってよりアクセスしやすいものになって、その便数もすごい増えてるし、LCC とかもあるし、だからこうみんな安いのに慣れてきてたところだったじゃん。安いし誰でも飛べるみたいな。 だからそこでこう昔とはやっぱり全然ね違う、なんていうの、そのいや、yeah, I don't know, it's like I don't know where this is going.
Well, I don't think it's going anywhere. I think we've had there's a lot more flying well, now than before, and then there's
yeah,
going to be some
like,
high profile
yeah,
incidents.
Yeah, but like they've been, you know, changing rules. なんかその整備するそのなんていうの、飛行機が実際に空港に着いたら絶対毎回整備しなくちゃいけなかったんだよね昔は。でもなんか今は毎回毎回別にチェックしなくてもよくなったらしいし、あの LCC なんて特にさ、こういっぱいなん飛んでなんぼっていうか、それでお金を儲かってるからさ、こう短距離をいかに何回も多く飛ぶかみたいな、だからそのあんまり時間かけてられないわけじゃん、とかそういうなんて昔とやっぱり全然変わってきてる、あの運営の仕方が。だから
But is that, do you think that's related to this higher perceived probability of accidents or
maybe not directly but at least indirectly I think so. その価格競争みたいなところで、例えばそのこの前のトランスアジアので言われてたのも、あのそのフライトをキャンセルすると保証問題が出てくるじゃん、だからなるべくそれを出さないために無理してでももう今着陸したいとかね。だからその元々のチケットをどんどんどんどん安くなってるわけだから、なるべくコストをカットしたいみたいなところがあるわけじゃん、今どこの航空会社でも。
But if you, I mean if you look at the statistics, if you look at the data, you look at the technology, I don't think that, I mean I think flying is not only more affordable but safer than it's ever been before. But that's not the feeling
right.
that people have. That's not so the perception.
So
you know?
ね。まあなんか多いもんね。あの報道されてるニュースが。
Well, you can have a failure in a small aircraft that'll kill three people and not make the news, and you
right.
can have a similar situation happen to a very large aircraft and kill hundreds of people.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that really happened. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, smaller aircraft are inherently riskier, but still, it's not reflective of the, you know, how reliable
yeah.
these things really
are. まあだから車とかもそうじゃん。やっぱ車の方がどう考えても全然事故の確率は高いんだけど、一気に死ぬ人数は、あの少ないから。
It's always small.
そうそうそう。だからこうショック度で言うとやっぱり飛行機の方が大きく感じちゃうっていうのはあると思うよね。
Yeah, there's
一般的に。
There's something about the control aspect of it too.
Yeah.
You don't have control、
まあそうね、
in an airplane.
Yeah. しかも
and you're insulated
control.
In a car. It's like, yeah, a bunch of people die in car accidents all the time, and、
yeah.
this person next to me could die in a car accident, but I'm insulated.
Yeah.
You know, he crashes, I don't die.
Yeah.
But then if there's a car that has, you know, if we had cars that transported hundreds of people, and a car with like 300 people in it crashed、
right.
and everyone died.
Yeah.
I guess that would be a big deal.
Yeah, and I think also it's not just control, but also その車だったら運転習えば、ね、みんなできるじゃん。でも飛行機の操縦ってさ、分かってる人そんなにいないじゃん、一般人で。だから何が起こってるかよく分かんないじゃん、その操縦室の中で。っていうなんかこう、あんまり分からないっていう意味での怖いっていうのもあるかもしれないね。You know, like 車みたいにシンプルじゃないし。So...I don't know. 次、フロリダ州でデング熱を媒介する熱帯シマカという蚊のオスの遺伝子を組み換えることで、そのオスが交尾して生まれる幼虫は成虫になる前に皆死ぬという計画があり、地元住民14万5千人が中止を求める嘆願書に署名するなど反対運動を展開しています。この計画はフロリダ州政府とイギリスのバイオテクノロジー会社オキシテックが進めており、現在 FDA の承認待ちです。こうしたいわゆる GM 化を利用した対策はすでにケイマン諸島やブラジルで実施され、実際に蚊の数が 90% 以上減少しています。
145,000 people have signed a petition that aims to block plans to release genetically modified mosquitoes genetically modified male mosquitoes in the Florida Keys in an effort to combat dengue fever and chikungunya. The company seeking to do this is a British biotech firm called Oxitec, launched by Oxford University researchers. According to Oxitec, the GMO male mosquitoes are engineered so that their offspring will not live past the larva stage, thereby dramatically reducing the population. Similar experiments have already been conducted in places like Brazil and the Cayman Islands.
So, so なの。まあ、外来種だから、こう、もともとこの熱帯シマカっていうのはフロリダに住んでいるべきじゃないかではあるんだけどね。そもそも。で、あの、これ、その蚊が子供作ってその子供が死ぬわけだから、あのこの効果は永久ではないというか、なんていうの、その遺伝子組み換えの蚊がまた遺伝子組み換えの子供を作ってまたその子供を作ってっていうふうにはいかないから、結局これをやるとしても毎週その GM 蚊を放出しないと効果が得られない、
うん、
あのからまあ絶滅には至らないというふうにオキシテックは言ってるんだけどね。
What are the ways in which this could go horribly wrong?
I don't know actually. What do you think?
Well, I think there are ways it could go horribly wrong. First of all, they're going to be breeding these GMO mosquitoes. You can't just breed male mosquitoes. You're
right.
breeding both male and female GMO mosquitoes, and then they need to only release the male mosquitoes. They don't want to release any of the female GMO mosquitoes. If that happens, and that could throw their that could ruin their plans. I'm not sure what will happen, but some people have expressed concerns like, oh, if you release some of the female GMO mosquitoes, then that will not have the desired effect.
Okay.
Also, this is genetics, and they've created this GMO mosquito using proteins from the herpes simplex virus, E. coli bacteria, and they've also used genes from coral and cabbage. So
どういうこと?
So
cabbage.
Yeah.
Okay.
if the offspring of these mosquitoes do not live past the larva stage, then it should work according to plan.
Yeah.
But if some of them for whatever reason do live past the larva stage and
right.
reproduce, it's like, okay, now we've got these freak mosquitoes.
Yeah.
We don't know what else is really going on with these things. The
right.
reason, one reason why they're releasing the just the male ones is because the male mosquitoes don't bite you. Only
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
only the female ones do.
So.
So if they release female GMO mosquitoes, it could bite you, and I don't know if it'll give you herpes. I don't know what's going to happen. But you don't want to get bit by a GMO mosquito.
Right.
まあ、I don't.
まあね、だからそういう、まあ、確かにその遺伝子を組み換えるっていうことはさ、いつも何が起きるか将来的に、ね、科学者も完全にこうなりますとか、これは絶対に起きませんとかってなかなか言えないじゃん、いつでも。
Well, they do say that.
だから、
But,
well, I mean, companies do. But like, usually real scientists, they always say, こういうなんか GM 関係になるとさ、まあ、あの一回やっちゃうと取り返しがつかないことになる可能性があるから、なんやなんや言うじゃん。だからそれはもちろん。
Not, well, scientists are, opposition to this, I would say that scientists are generally saying that, A, the science is sound, and B, there is zero possibility of this going wrong. And they have
okay.
to say that in order to justify it. You can't say like, oh, there's a 1% probability that these female GMO mosquitoes go around.
But like, not every single scientist say that, right?
Well, not
like
every
people
scientist.
People at Oxitec would obviously say that because, you know.
yeah.
利害関係があるから。でもそれ以外のさ、何全員が絶対これは大丈夫ですっていうものではないじゃん。
I'm not saying that. I mean, there are scientists that
yeah,
say that HIV is not real. So yeah, there are scientists
yeah,
that will have the other opinion.
But my point is that それとは別に、なんていうの、そのこうやって その生き物、まあ、蚊も生き物なわけじゃん、
うん、
だからそのなんていうの、そうやって成長する前に死んじゃうように遺伝子を組み換えるっていうこと自体がよくよく考えると恐ろしいといえば恐ろしいよね。だからこれが蚊だからみんななんか、まあ別になんかちっちゃいし、ね、なんか刺されたら嫌だしデング熱も嫌だしと思うけど、これがなんか別の生き物だったらさ、もっと違う見方にならない？
Well, actually, I think people are concerned because it's mosquitoes. Mosquitoes and malaria have killed more human beings than anything. More than the Black Plague, more than cancer, more than anything.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes did that. Mosquitoes are like, they've got a higher kill count for human beings than anything else. So it's I think a lot of people are very concerned about this.
まあそれはそうだよ。それはそうなんだけど、なんかフロリダで実際にデング熱っていうのがそんなにここ数年流行ってないらしくて、だそれもあって反対してるわけよね。なんかなんでうちの地域を実験台にするのかみたいな。だからなんていうの、だから確かにその本当にね、あのマラリアでめちゃくちゃいっぱい人が死んでるところとか、なんかもう赤ちゃんとかも刺されて死んでますみたいな。多分ブラジルとかの一部の地域はそれもあってやったんだと思うけど、っていうところはまだなんとなくわかるけどさ、
うん、
もうなんていうの、死活問題だから。ただ なんでフロリダで今これをやらなきゃいけないかっていう、
Well, it's just a it's a cost benefit decision, you know. It'sThey have to do something, because the alternative to this is to continue using the pesticides that they have been using and spraying
right.
large amounts of pesticides throughout these regions. I mean, the only reason why dengue netsu in this chikungunya disease haven't wiped out everyone in Florida is because they've been controlling the mosquito populations with these pesticides.
Right.
But a lot of studies have come out suggesting that these pesticides do have detrimental effects to human
right.
health
right,
and fetal development, and there and environmental impacts as well, impacts on other wildlife. So.The pesticide approach is not a great approach.
Right.
It has been the best approach up until
yeah.
now. So these researchers are proposing this as an alternative to the pesticide approach.
Yeah, I know, but like, I don't know. So you agree that they should do this in Florida?
I don't understand the science well enough. It's just if the science is sound and their experiments in these other areas like Brazil and the Cayman Islands have gone according to plan and they can be sure that the risk is minimal, then yeah, I think they should do it because the pesticide thing is not a long-term solution.
And
there
you think this is ethically right?
I don't think that the pesticides are ethically right. I don't think that it's an ethical decision to be made. Here's the fact is, 4 out of the 6 different pesticides that they have for these mosquitoes, the mosquitoes have evolved and are now immune to 4 out of the 6 pesticides.
Right.
There's only 2 left that work.
Right.
When those stop working...people are going to start dropping dead left and right like crazy. The clock is running out. I mean, you can't... we can come up with new pesticides, but those new pesticides just carry new risks for people, developing people and the environment and whatnot. If they can do this safely, I think it is a good idea. But I do think that they need to be very careful because, you know, and I've brought this up before, but the Africanized honeybees, the killer bee incident is a great example of how something like this can go horribly wrong.
Right.
But yeah, the pesticide thing is not a long-term solution. Something has to be done. If the science is sound, I think that they should do this. Yeah.
わかんない。なんかその外来種っていうのも結局は人間の流通とかで来ちゃうものなわけじゃん。なんかそれをなんかわかる。なんかそのもちろんデング熱とか流行らない方がいいし、それが本当に死活問題の場合はそんなこと言ってられないのもわかるんだけど、なんか人間が地球のすごいいろんなところに広がって住む、
うん、
まあ、自由に好きなところに行ってそこに住んで生態系を壊してとか好きなことをしてるのに、蚊がそれをやると死な、何、もう死んでもしょうがない何、わかる？なんかすごいよね、人間のエゴってって思わない？なんか、
well, もう遅いよそれの話
遅いけどさ、なんかすごいよね。もうなんか他のスピーシーズはなんか不都合だったら死んでもいいっていう。
Fuck mosquitoes. Fuck mosquitoes.
I mean like yeah, this is mosquitoes. So like it's easy to say fuck them. But like 例えばだから本当ふわふわだったらとかさ、人間だったとか、じゃあなんか人間がここで増えすぎて生態系壊してる、病気を媒介してるから死んでもいいとかにはならないわけじゃん。だから I don't know、なんか変な感じする。
Well、people want to control this and then not control something else and you knowThe massive human ego. Look what we've done. But fuck mosquitoes.
だから他の動物から見たら人間がこの蚊の立場なわけじゃん。わあ、こいつらにめっちゃ殺されてるみたいな。
Well, but we're killing way more mosquitoes with pesticides than we would kill if we limited the population outright with the GMO.
Because the babies are dying.Right, like we're not
larvae
killing them
dying.
You can
kill larvae. You can have larvae that don't develop into mosquitoes, or you can have mosquitoes that develop into mosquitoes and kill them. But I'm just more concerned about the effects of the pesticides on humans and the effects of pesticides on the environment, and the fact that.2/3 of the pesticides that we've been using have already become ineffective. So,
あのそれゴキブリでも言うよね。あのどんどん効かなくなって、もうスーパーゴキブリになっちゃうみたいな。
Yeah, these are super mosquitoes. They're not the original mosquitoes. And this disease, this chikungunya virus thing, if you get this virus, I think it's a virus. If you get this chikungunya thing, It can cause joint pain for years.
Is it common in Florida, though?
Yeah, that's why they're doing this.
Okay.
Years. Your life is like ruined from a mosquito bite.
Yeah. いやなんかわかるんだよ。わかるんだけど、なんか俯瞰してみると人間ってすごい自己中だなと思っちゃうね、こういうの見ると。
But either way, whether we're using pesticides or whether we're using the GMO thing, it's I mean,
like if it's pesticide, at least we're harming ourselves too. Like we have that risk.
それいいことかよ。
No, but we at least we have that risk, you know. 次、イギリスで遺伝子疾患を防ぐために3人の遺伝子を使って赤ちゃんを作ることが可能になる法案が下院で可決されました。今後上院で可決されれば来年にはもう実現します。母親のミトコンドリアに欠陥がある場合、それが子供に受け継がれ、ミトコンドリア病として脳障害や心疾患、筋力低下、その他様々な症状を引き起こします。そこで夫婦は女性ドナーから健康なミトコンドリアを受け取り、それを卵か受精卵に使用して子供を作ります。ミトコンドリアには独自の DNA があり、性格や見た目、特性を決める要因にはならず、赤ちゃんの DNA 全体の 0.1% 以下が女性ドナーの影響を受けます。この技術は生まれた子どもの子孫やその子孫にも影響が受け継がれるため、議会では慎重に議論が重ねられました。
Parliament in the UK has voted in favor of allowing babies made from the DNA of two women and one man. If the House of the Lords also approves the change, the procedure could be used as soon as next year. The procedure will primarily be beneficial for people with defective mitochondrial DNA, which is passed on from the mother. The procedure involves moving the nucleus of either an embryo or an egg to a healthy cell with healthy mitochondria. The new mitochondrial DNA will have no effect on personality or appearance, and it will make up less than 0.1% of the baby's DNA. As the modified IVF procedure, that stands for in vitro fertilization, as the modified in vitro fertilization procedure will impact not only the DNA of children, but those children's children, the decision to approve the procedure has faced considerable deliberation.
So, すごいよね。ミトコンドリア移植。
This is the exact opposite of what we want to do to mosquitoes.
そう、まさに。そう、たまたまこの遺伝子の話続いたけど、なんか日本だとこのミトコンドリア病の全国規模の統計がないのね。私が見た限り。だから何人ぐらいいるか分からなくて、実際治療を受けているのは1000人ぐらいしかいないらしいんだけど、結局これがその糖尿病とか脳卒中とか難聴とか、そういうなんかちょっと一見何が原因か分からないみたいなものも引き起こすから、そういうのも含めると国内だけで数万人はいるんじゃないかっていう風に言われてる。でお父さんからは遺伝しないんだよね。だからお母さんが女性がのミトコンドリアがに血管があると、それが子供に受け継がれちゃうっていう、だからなんかイギリスの女性の例でこの話の時よく出てくるのが、自分のミトコンドリアに血管があって生まれた子供7人とも全員死んじゃったみたいな、なんかそういう人が、
that's where, that's when she stopped trying.
That's so mean.
Huh?
That's so mean. I guess she didn't really know what was wrong, no?
Yeah.
So she just kept trying, but みんな死んじゃったから、っていう人がまあだから世の中にはいるわけじゃん。だからまあそういう人のためにこうやってミトコンドリア移植っていう、すごいよね。
Is this something that they're able to diagnose in people before they try to have children?
うん、見たよ。なんかどういうふうにしてるのか分かんないけど、ミトコンドリア病に効く治療とか薬っていうのも開発されてるぐらいだから、だから症状は様々だけど調べる方法はあるみたい。そう。
So this will probably pass in the house of the Lord.
っていう感じだね。今のトーンを見てると世界初の国になるっていうこと。
And it passed in the lower house 382 votes to 128.
Okay. So, でこれが通る、なんかこのままいくと今年中にそのもう受精卵が できるようになって、来年にはもうすでにその赤ちゃんが生まれるっていう予定らしくて、でそれが一旦始まると年間150人ずつそういう赤ちゃんが生まれるでしょうっていう、まあ予測をイギリス政府は出してるけどね。
Did you see the statement that David Cameron made regarding this? So David Cameron said, "We're not playing God here."
Ah, yeah, I saw that.
What do you think that means? What does that imply?
まあなんかそれあれでしょ。その何これからデザイナーベイビーになって、これがどんどんこれを OK してしまったらどんどんデザイナーベイビーの方に近づいていくんじゃないかっていうコメントに対して言ったことだよね。でもなんかさ、
Yeah, but what's the playing God, the idea of playing God, and playing God is not something that humans are allowed to do.And what qualifies as playing God and what doesn't?
Yeah, そのデフィニッションがなんかさないじゃん。
So
ないし、多分人によっても違う。
Isn't it interesting that he said that?
Yeah.
In order to kind of put the population at ease, like everyone relax, we're not playing God.
Yeah. ただそのこれに反対しているキリスト教の団体がもちろんいる。わけよね。でその人たちはそもそもこの遺伝子がどうこう以前に受精卵を一旦作って捨てること自体にもう反対してるから、そっからして彼らにしてみれば playing God になるわけで、なんていうの、人によって全然、人とかその信念とか考え方によってそのハードルがもう全然違う。だからもう遺伝子どう どうこう以前の問題と捉える人もいるわけだからさ。
Do you think playing God is okay or?
てかもう playing God っていうなんか表現自体が。
It's so common. It's like the
yeah,
that's the whole debate for this stuff.
そう英語だとね。
Without the playing God argument, there's almost no argument.
英語だとねそういう言い方よくされるけどなんか。それ自体がなんか何その定義がはっきりしてないからそれを言うその表現を使う意味がないなと思うけどね。
But isn't that similar to like what you're saying about human ego and the mosquitoes? Don't you think so?
Well, 私の場合はだからその何か害が
we're kind of playing God, no? With the mosquitoes. 違う、
I have a problem when その実害を与える場合他の生き物とかなんかだからその playing God とかそういう問題じゃない、あの私個人が問題があるのはわかる、なんかそれによって大量の生き物が死ぬとかさそういう意味であって別に神に近づいているとかなんかそういうことじゃない
<笑>Yeah.
それはなんか言っても仕方ないというかあまりにもみんなの定義がずれてるからそれぞれでもなんかこれができるようになるっていうことはつまりこれがどんどん発展していくと不妊治療にも使えるらしいんだよね、可能性として。その不妊っていうのはその卵子のミトコンドリアがこう劣化するっていう言い方が正しいのか分かんないけど機能が低下してきてなかなか子供ができなくなっていくわけだからそこをドナーのを使えばまあ、若返ったようなもんだから若い女性のを使えば、
うん、
それも使えるようになるかもしれないっていうことで、だから、まあ、どこまでいくか分かんないけどこのミトコンドリア移植っていうのがそこまでだから何珍しいものじゃなくなる可能性もあるよね。
What do you think of the what, can you sum this up from the Christian the religious perspective?
Are you asking like, me?
Yeah, because I haven't seen like what their comments are on this specifically.
They were just angry because まあだから要はそのだから受精卵を捨てることがもう何受精卵がもう命って考えてる人たちがいるわけでそういう団体はもう断固反対ただそれがでもちろんだからそれがダメなわけだからもちろんその遺伝子組み換えなんてもう絶対に受け入れられないっていう人も多いわけじゃんそういう団体の人は、mm-hmm. だから
You know, I think it, for a lot of religious people sperm just sperm is まあ、まあね、already like something、まあ、that can't be wasted
いやまあそこまでエクストリーム言っちゃうとまた別なんかもうこの話できない
No, I think it's the sameIt's in the same vein. That's like, I feel like that's the origin of it. Is it? It seems like it is. You know, not using contraceptives,
まあそうね。
masturbation, wasting your seed.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of...
It must, yeah, be stemming from it. あとだから不妊治療とかの時もそうだよね。受精卵を何個か作るじゃん。で、その何個、その中の1個2個使うから、他のはまあ捨てちゃう。それがもうどうしても受け入れられないっていう。ね、キリスト教の団体とかもいて、その人たちは、ね、ずっと怒ってるけど、だから今はもう不妊治療が結構何メジャーになってさいるからあんまりそういうのは言われないけど、やっぱり不妊治療がそういうのができますってなってきた時はもうすごい反対してる人たちがいっぱい、もっと声高に言ってた人がいるわけで、だからどうだろうね。
I think this is great news
うん、全うん、これはいいと思う。なんていうの、他にどうしようもないからね。そのお母さ
ん
自身は治るものじゃないし、これをやらなかったら子供にそれが確実に伝わってしまうんであれば、それを避ける方法があるならそれはいいことだと思う。
It's such a weird topic, like, not being able to have kids or,
yeah.
or that.Stillbirths and abortions and it's such a weird
そうね
topic
だからその、
It's so controversial. Like, religion's all tied up into it.
Yeah.
When does life begin? Nobody knows when life begins. Yeah. Is it when this sperm enters the egg?
そういう心情とか思想みたいなものとが技術に追いついてないから。
Yeah.
ただ技術ができた時点でなるべく早くそれを困っている人に提供してあげなくちゃいけないからこうやってイギリスみたいに早く承認する場合があるわけだけど、
うん、
ただねその考えがみんなの考えは追いついてないしでこれとか特にそのあのサイエンティストも何安全性に関して It's not unsafe としか言えない状態あの、ね、どのクォート見てもみんな Well, it's not unsafe と言ってるだから完全に安全ですとは言えないんだよねでこの研究をしている人たちが日本とかでもいっぱいいてこれ自体は多分そんなにこのフィールドでは新しいこと考えじゃないみたいなんだけどあのなんかこうこれでできたあの受精卵が分裂していくにつれてこう染色体異常が多く染色体が通常より多くなっちゃったりとかそういうのもあるらしくてまあ、それが多分解決できるってなったから法案も通ってるなと思うんだけど、
うん、
まあだからやってみないと分かんないっていうことがあるからね
うん
すごいもんねこの技術の
It's weird I'm just trying to understand the other perspective Like for me I'm super for stuff like this I think、yeah. this is great I think the mosquito thing is great I think there are a lot of potential applications forStuff like this,、
mm.
you know, the modified IVF or、
right.
genetic modification. There's like the safety concern. It's like a, there's like three things going on. There's the safety aspect.、then there's like the moral, ethical thing. And technology itself doesn't seem to be、
so.
the thing that's、Evil. slowing this down.
So,
or,
あのそうなんだよねだからモンサントとかもそうだけどその技術自体が別に善悪はないじゃんもともとはだからそれをこう利用して何かしようとする企業が出てきたりとかするとやっぱりおかしいことになっちゃうそこに自分の利益を追求して何かしようっていうのが間に入ると急にその技術が悪い方に使われてもう取り返しがつかないことになったりするからだそういう意味でもやっぱりこういう最初のステップですごい慎重になっちゃうっていうのは分かるよね、
yeah.
あの特にこういうあのなんていうの これは確実にその子供の子供その子供の子供にどんどんねあの受け継がれていくものなわけで一代で終わることじゃないから何一回やったらもうそれをアンドゥーすることはできないから
Yeah, I mean there's reallyI mean, there's no alternative if you have defective mitochondrial DNA. So,
そうなんだよ。でもまあ自分がって考えたらね、自分がミトコンドリア病を持ってる女性で子供が欲しかったら、そりゃこれやるよね。
うん。
普通に。
It's really a sci-fi thing. This is a crazy sci-fi thing. The mosquito thing is a crazy sci-fi thing.We've gone from changing the environment around us、
yeah.
Structurally to changing ourselves genetically、mm-hmm. changing、mm-hmm. other animals in our environment and it's like the mosquito thing like what is this new GMO mosquito does it、yeah. have its own is it its own species like is there a Wikipedia page that says GMO mosquito and it lives for like four days、
yeah.
and it only lives for one generation you know like、
mm.
we there's some taxonomical questions some、mm. weird questions that are brought、yeah. up by a bunch of this stuff oh I'm not a normal human being I was produced from the DNA of three people、
yeah.
and my mitochondrial DNA is not from my mother、
yeah.
it's from my mother's friend or whateverOr some random person I've never met.
Yeah.
Like, that's becoming a reality and is most likely going to be a reality within a year.
Yeah.
We're going to have people
yeah.
where it's not just their mitochondrial DNA that's been replaced, but, you know, I was supposed to be born, you know, with a fatal heart condition, or I was supposed to be born with this or that. There's a lot of genetic things that can be overcome in the near future. And no one's really going to be a natural human.
そう、だからそのなんていうかね、そのだからキリスト教の団体とかですごい反対している人はそうやって、いや、you guys are playing God みたいな感じで言ってるのかもしれないけど、要はそのワクチンとかなんていうの、例えば私この間の子宮頸がんの検査また行ってきたんだけどさ、その時にまあ思い出したのが、その HPV の中でも悪い方っていうのがあるわけじゃん。でそのがんになるのに悪い方が2つと、あともう2つ、そのこれから生まれてくる子供に害がある2つがあるわけよ。だから例えばそのワクチンを打たずにそれに感染した場合、子供が生まれたらすごい苦労を強いられることになる。例えば目が見えなくなっちゃったり、あの生まれてきてすぐもう何回も手術しなくちゃいけなかったりとか。でそれをワクチンすることによって防げるわけじゃん。だからそれとこれがそこまで変わるのかなっていう。確かに遺伝子を触ってるか触ってないかっていうのはあるけども、結果としてその絶対に起こると分かってる何かを避けられるのであれば、なんか別にそれはそんな起こるようなことなのかなって思う。
It's a completely different thing from like vaccinations though. I mean, once we're in thereIn the genes, in the DNA, the possibilities, in the midterm, in the short term, the possibilities are it's just completely
different. I know it's different because with this gene stuff, it's like into the unknown. But like, 例えば女性、子供が欲しい女性から、女性っていう視点で考えてみると、その HPV の型を持ってる女性は、あ、もうこれは自分このまま子供を産んだら、自分の子供がそういう重篤な病気になる可能性があるって分かってるわけじゃん。
それ
を防げるんであれば、それをなんかなんていうの、全然関係ない人たちからいろいろ言われるような。
Yeah, but you're saying from the perspective of religious people, and I thinkNot all religious people are opposed to this, but the ones that really are they're looking down the road. They're looking into the future. They're afraid of the direction that this is going more than the procedure itself. So that's why had a very different
they reception. Always talk about, and they are talking about in relation to this, like 例えば目の色をじゃあ変えるようになるじゃないかとか、あの結局そういう話になっていくわけじゃん。そのインテリジェンスとか顔の、ね、美貌がなんだらとか。でもなんかそれよりもっと切迫した状況に置かれている人がいる中で、なんていうの、わかんない、なんか I don't know. It's like if you're in that position, can you still say that? って思っちゃう、なんとなく。
Yeah, I mean they
まあ、ただ事実としてこれがまあでも事実としてこれがね、どういう風になっていくか誰も分かんない、もうアンセーフとしか科学者も言えないわけだし、まあ、だからすごい、何これ何で言ったんだっけ、慎重に議論を重ねました慎重に議論を重ねたんだと思うけどさ、これイギリスで通ったら他の国も考えるのかな。
Yeah, for sure. I think this will be adopted very quickly. Especially in secular states. I don't think China will have any problem with this. I don't think Japan will have any problem with this. The US might be a little bit later to implement something like this. I don't know. The UK has been fairly progressive.
そう、なんか UK とその北欧とかは結構そのミトコンドリア病の統計を結構取ってるのね。でもう何万人いるって分かってるから、あのより早くことが進むみたい。だから日本もそのミトコンドリア病の統計がないために、その何、製薬会社がなかなか動かないじゃん。そうすると人数が少ないからお金にならないし、っていうのでちょっとあんまりこう注目されてないっていうのはあるかもしれない。
Next, A recent study published in the Biological Bulletin has investigated the unique ability of the emerald green slug to live for extended periods of time feeding on sunlight like a plant. The emerald green slug uses photosynthesis the same way plants do to produce energy from sunlight. The slug has acquired this ability by incorporating genes from the algae that it eats, one of the only known examples of functional gene transfer from one species to another. The team used advanced imaging techniques to confirm that the V. littoria gene is present on the E. chlorotica slug's chromosome. The gene produces an enzyme critical to the function of chloroplasts typically found in plants and algae. Study author Pierce made the following statement regarding the genes. There is no way on earth that genes from an algae should work inside an animal cell, and yet here they do. They allow the animal to rely on sunshine for its nutrition, so if something happens to their food source, they have a way of not starving to death until they find more algae to eat.
学会誌 Biological Bulletin に発表された研究で、エリジア・クロロティカというウミウシが植物のように光合成をして生きながらえる機能を備えていることが分かりました。このウミウシは餌にしている藻から遺伝子を取り込むことで光合成ができるようになります。このように他の生物から遺伝子を取り込んで自らに新機能を追加する例が発見されたのはこれが初めてです。研究チームは最新のイメージング技術を使い、ウミウシの染色体にモノ遺伝子があることを確認しました。このモノ遺伝子が光合成をするのに必要な酵素を作ります。研究を率いたピアス教授は以下のように述べています。モノ遺伝子が動物の中で機能するなんて考えられないことですが、実際に起きています。これによりウミウシは太陽光から栄養を得られるようになるのです。つまり何らかの理由で食料が得られなくなった場合でも餓死するのを防げるのです。すごくない？
いや。
てか遺伝子の話多くない今日。
うん。
もう遺伝子っていう単語みんな覚えちゃうね。
Yeah, this is it's pretty amazing.
ね。
They've suspected.I guess that this was the case with this particular animal since like the 1970s.
Okay.
But they haven't been able, in this study, they were able to confirm that the gene from the algae is actually present on the slug's chromosome. So they were able to see that.
これあれ？その、このイメージング技術ってさ、その、あの、色つけるやつってこと？最近流行りの。
I don't know what.Process they use to it just says advanced imaging techniques.
Okay.
Perhaps. I don't
okay.
know.
なんか最近多いじゃん。こうちゃんと光って見えるっていう。
Yeah. Yeah.
それかなと思ったけど。
Maybe.
すごいね。ウミウシ。
Yeah. So this slug is eating algae, and somehow it's been able to harvest or obtain.It's gene from a plant and then actually use photosynthesis. This is an animal that we're talking about. So this is some high level shit. These animals, like this thing is way beyond, it's doing something that we can barely understand.
Yeah.
And it does this naturally.
ね、なんかさ、スーパーパワーみたいじゃないこうよくあるじゃん人の能力を吸い取って自分で使えるようにするみたいなことじゃん、
yeah.
要はすごいよね I wish we could do that too
Well, it's funny we have these stories about you know, the mosquitoes and the replacing the mitochondria and stuff
Yeah
But this is something a slug is doing.
Yeah, しかも自然に
some stupid slug is doing.
自然にやってるんだよ。
The only thing that about this slug is that it actually has to harvest the chloroplasts from the algae. It doesn't produce its own chloroplasts. But even without that, this is something that scientists for a long time thought this was completely impossible.
Right.まあそうだよね、
And the slug looks like a leaf.
Yeah, そうね、緑のね、
yeah.
葉っぱみたいな海牛なのかな、yeah. so、
This is what we're trying to do with gene therapy.
Right.
Gene therapy, like, this is exactly what we want to be able to do.
Right.
Imagine if you ate something and obtained its
Yeah, すごいことになるよね。
abilities.
超夢が広がるよね。
Yeah.
It's like, ah, あの生き物、光合成、この草光合成できていいな、できるようになっちゃおうみたいなさ。
Yeah.
That's like awesome.
I don't think they understand the mechanism for the gene transfer yet. But if we can understand the mechanism for this gene transfer,
yeah.
For sure it will provide
right.
greater understanding of these sorts of phenomena, but we may be able to use it. Within the genetic field, so
right. ね、なんか多分そっちの方にだって持っていくんでしょうね、きっと。
The other interesting thing is the chloroplasts that are taken by the slug actually work for longer in the slug than they do in the algae.
なんでだろうね。元々の人より揚げた先の人の方が。
Well, I think part of it is that the algae can just make more.If it needs to, whereas the slug has to use the chloroplasts from the algae.
面白いね。なんかこれに注目したことがすごいよね。その70年代とかなんか知らないけどさ、この海牛、この particular 海牛に。
Yeah, there's so many small, tiny, obscure little animals that are so much more significant.Then, like we focus on animals that are big and furry
yeah, yeah.
and move around, you know, like
yeah, yeah.
whatever ostriches or elephants or whatever, and they have their own interesting
features,
properties. Yeah. But this slug that almost nobody knows about is way more significant, right?
Yeah.
And so when we're ruining the ocean and we'reChopping down rainforests and stuff,
yeah.
it's so easy to miss
yeah.
some tiny thing that yeah. evolved, some tiny weird mechanism that
yeah.
just is defies all logic and science.
ね、なんか死なない生き物とかあるじゃん。自分でどんどんさ、分裂するとか、
まあ、turret,
ロブスターとかさ。
The, yeah, what is that thing called? The jellyfish, too.
そう、なんか。ウミウシってさ、なんかダイビングするまで全然何も、まあ、見ないじゃん普通。でもダイビングしているとすごいいっぱいいるんだよね。しかもなんていうの、みんなすごいカラフルで真っ黄色とか真っ青とか、
yeah.
すごい可愛いの。なんかもうこんなちっちゃい、何、親指もいかないね。なんかもう小指の先ぐらいの、
well, they have all sizes.
いや、なんかこんなちっちゃくてもなんか近づいてみるとすごい、なんていうの、detailed、
yeah.
あのなんて、なんか突起がついてたりとか、模様が、そうそう、すごいハイクオリティなんだよ。あの色もすっごいなんか幻想的で、
yeah.
あのこの世のものと思えないというか、なんか本物の生き物に見えないような、あのすごいの本当に。
You look at stuff that's that size made by people、and most of it is like you can identify the features really easily, the functions really easily. Like you look at a watch or something,
yeah.
you can take a watch apart and you see all the moving, you know, you see
yeah.
the parts, you see kind of what's going on, and you can name the different parts of it and stuff. But these little things, like this tiny slug is so incredibly complex
yeah.
that we just don't know, like, there's... And it just comes from another slug
yeah.
from nowhere.
Yeah. そうなの。で、大体なんか一人っていうの、一匹で、yeah. あの岩とかに張り付いてんだよね。Just chilling or whatever that he or she is doing. でも面白いよ。なんかこんな生き物いたんだみたいな。
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. 種類もすごいしね。本当に。
This is evolution, kind of.This is one really interesting thing about this is genes, the genetics of a species, the way that evolution works, in the simplest way is survival of the fittest. And there's small variation in any population. And those variations lend themselves to either advantages or disadvantages.
Right.
And the ones with an advantage live and then they reproduce. And that will skew what the genetic median or averages of that population, right?
Yeah.
If all the short giraffes die, then giraffes are going to get taller.
Mm.
This is a completely different mechanism for the alteration of DNA.
Right.
Completely different mechanism that exists in nature.
Yeah.
How does this fit into the evolutionary model? How does this...
ね、本当に、なんか考えられないよね。どういうこと?
And what is this animal?
どういうこと?
You know, is this animal... Do we just consider those genes like a part of the green emerald? Or the emerald green slug? Or... Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you mean after it's in the slug?
Yeah.
Yeah. ね。それはだってもだって自分のもの...
Because it's transferred to the next slug.
もう自分のものになっちゃうってことでしょ?
It's a little X-Man.
そう、本当そうだよ。スーパーパワーだよ。
Yeah.
次。
A new paper in the Journal of Conflict Resolution has found strong evidence that military interventions in recent history have largely been economically motivated. The research involved modeling the decision-making process of third-party countries interfering in civil wars in order to determine their motives. It involved analyzing a sample of 69 different countries that had one or more civil wars between 1945 and 1999, two-thirds of which involved third-party military intervention. The study found that countries with large reserves and higher oil production were likely to attract military intervention. On the other hand, oil-independent countries tend not to intervene.
Journal of Conflict Resolution という学会誌に発表された論文で、近年起きている軍事介入は、そのほとんどの動機が実際は経済的なものだったことが証明されました。研究では、第三者の国が他国の内乱に介入する場合の意思決定のプロセスをモデル化し、分析しました。1945年から1999年の間に内乱が起きた国々69カ国のうち3分の2が他国から軍事介入を受けていました。中でも石油が多く出る国々は高い確率で軍事的介入を受ける傾向にあり、一方で自国で石油が出る国は他国への軍事介入をしない傾向にありました。はい、出ました。
Yeah, this isn't really news.
そうね、もうみんな知ってる、みんな知ってるけど、まあだから、conspiracy theory とかもう超えてるっていうね。
Some people would still say that this is a conspiracy theory and that countries go to war for the reasons that they say they go to war.
Yeah.
Or intervene for ethical reasons or because they want to spread.
なんかさ。これこの間も言ったけど、その体制側についちゃう人たち、なんかそうやって体制側につくことによって自分には自分に得があるなら分かるんだけどさ、本当に上の人たち、なんかブッシュとかチェーニーみたいに、でも普通の一般人の場合さ、そっち側につくメリットあるのかなと思わない？なんか何のために、何を得るの、それで。不思議じゃない？
Well,I mean, a lot of people feel nationalistic and are proud of their country and, you know, they want to support the troops and they don't like towel head camel jockeys and whatever other terms they may use to describe those people. I don't know. I agree with this too much to like say anything.
ね、本当言うことない。ね、言うことない。
I mean, there's the some of the conflicts that are considered oil wars would be the Chaco War in 1932, and that was involving Bolivia and Paraguay. World War II was largely about oil.
Right.
There's something called it's actually called the oil campaign by the Allies. Mm. I think Japan was even involved in that as well.
Right.
Manipulating oil supplies. Mm. There was a lot of that. The war in Afghanistan has always been about resources. Yeah. All of the wars, and the Soviet war in Afghanistan, the civil war in Afghanistan, the current war in Afghanistan, Saddam Hussein, the Gulf War. There's a bunch of examples.
Yeah.
It's hard to find conflicts with third party intervention that have nothing to do with oil.
Yeah. その言わないで別の大義名分を見つけてくるから That's disgusting. Even more disgusting.
Yeah.
And everyone knows that.
So but there's an interesting pattern of, you know, there are these resources. And then just conveniently things start to kind of line up, you know, and people start feeling a particular way and before you know it, it seems like everyone's like gung-ho about another conflict.
Yeah.
And it happens over and over again.
ね。もう何回やれば気が済むんだよって感じ。
Even right now with ISIS.
Yeah.
People are saying this about ISIS. And you can't say it's not a factor at all. You can't say that oil's not, like nobody's thinking about oil. That's not true.
Yeah.
I mean, the truth isn't going to be completely one or the other. It's not just oil.
Right.
You know, there's the poppy fields and there's lithium in Afghanistan. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We use lithium for everything, so.
Yeah. We never learn.
What do you think?
What do I think?
No. Yeah. What about, I mean, ISIS right now, isn't ISIS makes some insane number, some hundreds of millions of dollars per day from the oil, the control over oil that they have in the region, oil refineries.
Yeah.
Whatnot. And there's a lot over there. That's a major source of their income.
Yeah.
People should be asking the question, like, who are they selling it to? You know, are we buying it? Are we buying it from Saudi Arabia, who, you know, buying it from somebody who's buying it from somebody who's buying it from ISIS and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you start thinking about who's funding ISIS, you know, who's enabling them.
The United States has enabled all of that shit.
Yeah.
It's been very obvious. Everyone said if they, you know, if they pulled completely out of the region, it would create a power vacuum, which would facilitate the rise of ISIS, which was founded by someone who was a civilian, or was a, not civilian, but an internee at one of the U.S. camps there. They released the guy that started ISIS.
Right.
None of the decisions that have been made have really been the right decisions. since 9/11, it's just been screw up after screw up after screw up.
Ma. それよりさらに遡ってイギリスのこと攻めることもできるしね。もうだからなんていうの、そもそもなんでこれが始まったかっていう。So
even the stuff right now with the Senkaku Islands is about oil.
No.
Totally about oil.
Yeah. 了解もね。だから we never learn. Humans never learn.
We are learning. We all know this
now. Are we? We do. But, well, like, ここで individually に learn してもさ、ね、なんか、I don't know. まあでもこれは本当その通りとしか言いようがない。
What do you think about what's happening with oil prices right now?
4月からあれでしょ、サーチャージも下がるらしいよ。航空機のチケット買う人は4月以降の方がいいらしいよ。
じゃなくて、What do you think about the crash and the oil prices? And you know, this is about destroying the industry, the shale
Yeah.
In North America.
Right. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's just more of these manipulative tactics to control the oil market. And it just shows how much power oil does have as a resource. And it really should be a wake-up call that you need to stop playing this game with oil. I mean, Japan imports something like 90% of their oil from the Middle East. Mm. Saudi Arabia, UAE, you know, Iran.
Right.
When you have that sort of dependence on such a tumultuous region,
yeah,
it creates weird interests.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the decision making gets a little weird.
そうね。それもそうだし、なんかこっちからあっちに払ってる ODA とかもあるじゃん。この間もヨルダンの政府に対してさ、まあ日本は ODA をいっぱい払ってきたからなんやらかんやらとか、そういう、だからなんていうの、そういう利害関係があまりにもみんな複雑にありすぎて、だから変なことになるよね、本当に。いつもいつもいつも。なんか、で、それになんかやっぱり、この政府の人たちのやり取りとその上のお金持ちの人たちの利権のために一般人が巻き込まれるっていうこの何図もうなんかそろそろやめたいよね。もう、yeah. もう飽きた。もういらない。
Yeah.
しかもそれがバレてるのにもうネットもあるし、バレてるっていうかもう普通に分かってるじゃんみんな。でも平然とそれが行われているっていう。この今の現状。
What do you think of the response or the general reaction to the killing of Goto and the Jordanian pilot who was burned
alive?
Yeah.
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think about Abe's comments, the direction things might be going, the way people reacted to it. Like, what do you think?
I don't even want to... Okay, like, I'm so sick of this whole thing. Like, I don't even want to talk about it. But, なんかその、まあ、安倍さんもさ、あれじゃん、その、出てきて、あの、罪を償わせないといけないとか。そういうの今言わなくていいよね。映画じゃないから、これ、別に。なんかそういうのいらない本当に。
What do you think about the changes they want to make so that the Jietai can go over there and supposedly attempt to assist people who are taken by ISIS?
I don't know, but I just feel like he's using this. He could be using this as a step, you know.
Well, it is being used. That's for sure.
Yeah, and it's like, it's always the same thing. 9/11 もそうだったじゃん。もう、これをステップに、もうこれがだから、一定の人にとっては、いいことなわけじゃん。ラッキー。こんなことが起きたから、これを使ってこうしましょうっていう。それ、もう、なんか本当に飽きた。もう。
なんか。There's a lot of people that are very angry. A lot of people are saying,even outside of Japan, people are saying Japan should remilitarize, Japan should revise its constitution, Japan should go after ISIS. you think that's all wrong?
I don't know what's right and wrong, but what's the point of... てかそもそも日本はそういうなんかもうなんていうの今その国民がそういうメンタリティかって言ったらそう全然違うじゃん。もうまさに草食男子とか言ってるわけだからさ、そんなメンタリティになってない。そもそも ISIS を国だと思ってる人たちがいるっていう中で、oh. あのそういう議論ができるところまでまず行ってない。あと覚えてないといけないのは、実際に第二次世界大戦っていうのがあったっていうこと。
Yeah.
日本人がその特攻隊とか出すまでのそのモチベーションというかさ、 そうなんていうの、うん、今なんか日本はもうすごい先進国でもうなんか戦争とか全然関係ない話で日本人はもうなんか戦争なんか絶対できないよねって思ってるけど、実際にそんな遠くない昔にそれをやってたっていう経験がある。だからそれが絶対にできない国民性だっていうことは全くないっていうのをやっぱり覚えておかないと危ないなと思う。
You know what's funny is we call them terrorists, right?
Yeah.
We call them terrorists, we talk about Teddle all the time.
Yeah.
The word terrorist means someone who is, like the actual word, the original etymology is, I mean, it's terror, someone who's terrorizing.
Right.
So we call them terrorists, and then we allow ourselves to be terrorized so easily.
Yeah.
And we amplify the effect to which we are being terrorized, and we talk about how terrorized we are, and how bad it is, and it's... It seems like, well, shouldn't the word terrorist kind of tip us off to what to the reaction that they're trying to get?
So,
because ISIS has killed some like 24,000 people already. Two people went to a terrorist-controlled war zone and didn't come back. That shouldn't, I mean, not to be cold, but that shouldn't
change everything.
Warrant a change in a constitutional reinterpretation or amendment or anything. Like, is the material that this is, that Japan's foreign policy is made out of, so fragile that one dude gets executed or two dudes get executed and we change everything? Just seems really, really odd.
だからもちろんすごいショッキングなことだし許されることではないので変わりはないんだけれども、今ここが一番の大事なところというか、ここで今じゃあ恐怖に踊らされてドラスティックな対応を取るのか、それとも冷静に考えて何が一番いいのかをちゃんと吟味することができるのかっていうことによって、どんどんアメリカみたいになっていくのか、そうじゃないのか。だからガンソサイエティもそうじゃん、みんなが怖い、みんなが銃持ってるから自分も守らなきゃいけないから銃を買う、それでこの間も3歳の男の子は間違えて両親を撃つとかいうことになるわけじゃん。だからなんかさ、いつも言うけど映画のソーの4個目か5個目かなんか忘れたけど、そのフランチャイズの中の後の方の話でさ、まあ、5人6人ぐらい人が集められてて、結局みんな自分だけが助かりたいから殺し合うわけよ、
うん、
でも結局その最初からよく考えてみればみんなで協力すれば全員助かったはずだった。なんか最後の方でさ、血を何ミリグラムとか取らなくちゃいけないんだよね。だみんなが殺し合っちゃったせいで2人ぐらいしか残ってなくて、1人ずつがすごい量の血を抜かなくちゃいけなくなっちゃった。でもよく考えたらみんな残ってればちょっとずつ抜けば助かったのにっていうのに、私は本当に今の現実に当てはまると思う。みんなが怖がってみんなが自分を守ろうとしてお互いをアタックするためにみんなが死ぬ羽目になる。だから戦争とかって結局そういうことじゃん。もう自分を守るためにとかやり返すっていうつもりで行って結局自分たちの息子とかが死ぬことになる。だからそのフィアをそうやって煽あっちが煽ってきてるのに乗っかって乗っかっちゃいけないんだよね、
うん、
だからそれを忘れちゃうと本当に危ないと思う。まあ、私はね専門家じゃないからあれだけど、個人的に見てて本当にそう思う。なんかアホらしいよね。だからそういう意味では
It's I don't know what Japan should do, but there's definitely this kind of reactionary kind of riding the wave.
Yeah,
and that's not an honest way to do anything.
So,
there are a lot of things that the government has to sort of think about. When it comes to stuff like this, I mean, China's factored in, Russia's factored in, a lot of stuff is factored in.
Yeah.
Into a decision to try to ride this the way they are.
You know,
let's respond to this. Let's make these changes now. While it's like there's an opportunistic, there's a window.
Right.
After something like this happens, there's a window within which things can be sort of justified politically. And there's the rest of the time you might not have that window. So.
そう。で、まあなんかこれに関してね、全部安倍さんをね、すごい責める人もいるじゃん、ここぞとばかりに。それはそれで、そんなことしても意味ないと思うんだけど、ただ事実として、安倍さんが言うことは、日本の国民の総意だと取られるわけじゃん、民主主義だって言ってるわけだから。それを分かっててくれないといけないし、日本のニュースなり、ツイッターなり、まあ安倍さんが言うことなり、一般人が言うことなりっていうのは、英語なりアラビア語とかに翻訳されて、あっちの人も読んでるわけで、それをなんとなく忘れてる人が多いんじゃないかなっていうふうには思う。その政治家とかもそうだけどね。その日本語で言ってるから日本人だけに言ってるっていうつもりなのかもしれないけど、それは簡単に訳されて外に行っちゃうから。
Well, that's fine. I think that's good. And
not when they're saying something crazy. I don't like.
People can say what they want, though.
Yeah, they can, but I'm just saying that they should be more careful. You know, because when some politician says something, then, of course, from overseas, they think it's what most Japanese people think, you know?
Yeah, and that person will get what's coming to them. That's fine. That's part of the...
So
we need to know who those people are.
That's not
fine. Please reveal yourself by tweeting the craziest thing you can think of. Make your presence known.
No, I mean, 一般人はいいけどさ。
I don't think there's no difference. I mean, people can say what they want. Politicians say dumbass shit. Normal 一般人 say really smart stuff. It's not about who says it.
Yeah, but people think that that's what most Japanese people think if it's a politician coming out and saying something, you know? So that's not good
at all. It's also the reality of the situation too.
Yeah, I just feel like sometimes they just don't understand that responsibility that they have for people like normal people like me, just doing my own thing, you know. So that really,
normal?
I don't know, but that just upsets me sometimes.
French scientists have found that long-term missions in microgravity could negatively impact the immune systems of human beings. The scientists suspended mice in microgravity for varying periods of time between 3 and 21 days. The mice who spent more time in microgravity had a reduced production of B lymphocyte cells in their bone marrow. These B cells play a major role in the immune system, and scientists believe that it is likely that these same effects are present in human beings as well.
フランスの研究で宇宙船の中などの微重力状態で長期間を過ごすと人間の免疫機能に障害が起きる可能性があることが分かりました。微重力状態で過ごしたマウスは日数が長ければ長いほど骨髄内の B 細胞が減っていきました。 B 細胞はリンパ球の一種で免疫に大きな役割を持っています。チームは同様のことが人間にも起きている可能性が高いとしています。
Yeah.
It's not good news for astronauts at all.
No, it's not. There are a lot of weird things that happen in microgravity. They think.
なんか視力とかね、かかとがなんとかとかね、なんかまあいろいろあるけどね。
I think we've talked about it before that your eyesight can deteriorate from microgravity.
Yeah.まあなんかIt's not getting any better だからね。まあしょうがないといえばしょうがないけど。
Yeah, this is it's interesting because it feels like there's sort of a trend. There are a lot of things that are, I mean, gravity is a huge deal.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of it on Earth.
Yeah.
Compared to space.
Right.
And our bodies are kind of.Sewn into this level of gravity, and so when you pull the human body out of that environment, even if you have air and food and water, you know, gravity is like air, food, and water. It's one of the things that we have evolved to.
Do you think it's the change that fucks you up, or what I mean is that if you were born in this kind of a environment to begin with,
I think it would be much worse if you were born in space. I think if someone tried to have a baby in space, that it would not go well at all. I think it would be really problematic. There might be some things that are better. Maybe you wouldn't get sick from the zero, from the microgravity, like motion sick.
Right.
But I imagine there's got to be a lot of developmental issues from someone that's born in space, like really bad.
Yeah, but my point is like この免疫機能に障害があるとか起きるとかっていうのはさ、そのこの地球の重力に慣れた状態から微重力に行くこの変化がいけないのか、それとももう何、もともと生まれた瞬間から微重力だとしても影響あるのかな。
I think everything's worse if you if you're born in space, you're probably fucked. It's not that we're just used to it. It's that we're talking about hundreds of thousands, millions of years of, like, since the beginning of life.
Right.
Being on Earth.
Right, right. So.
It's not. I mean, we can experience microgravity when. You can fall. You can jump off of something and
right.
fall.
Right.
You're experiencing gravity, but it's a free fall is basically microgravity, isn't it? I mean, I think it is.
あとなんか水の中、physically, that makes sense, yeah. お風呂入ってる時とかもさ、言わない? Like
what?
When you're in the water, like I feel like I've read something like.When you're in the water, your muscles are like you get less affected by the gravity.
Hmm.
So like your muscles can rest more. I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but I feel like I've read that somewhere.
You can certainly be a lot more relaxed in water.
Right.
You're buoyant.
Right.
What do you mean?
Does that mean that you're experiencing less gravity?
No.
Okay.
You're still experiencing gravity.
The same amount of gravity even when you're floating in the water?
Yeah. Well, there's gravity and then there's G-forces.
Right.
You're accelerating towards the ground at, what, 9.8 meters per second?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's not zero gravity. But when you
we
can handle G forces. People have different thresholds for tolerating G forces. You know, they have people get in like pilot training and they have to do certain maneuvers and learn to there's technique to being able to withstand G forces, like straining all your muscles as hard as you can to try to maintain.
Yeah.
You can either, there's like two ways to pass out. Blood rushes away from your brain or all the blood rushes into your brain.
Yeah.
Neither of them are good.
よくあるよね。なんかすごい何 G とかかかるようにこうガーッと戦闘機みたいなさ、ちっちゃい飛行機で行って、で、あの、カメラ積んでさ、パイロットは結構平気な顔してるけど、レポーターの人はもうゲーゲー吐いてるみたいな。
Yeah, and you can see in their face the G forces.
Yeah.
You can see the face change.
Yeah,
you even look different in space. So if you go to space and take a selfie or something, your face is going to be like way like mukunderu. Like swollen.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what you call it. I don't know what the word is in English. Swollen. It sounds 大げさ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Puffy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you're on Earth, the gravity is pulling your blood down, right?
Mm.
And our heart works against that.
Mm.
If you set gravity to zero, then that's going to kind of float up in the middle, right? And then you know how like you have a, you know those like timer things with the sand in it and you flip it over and all the sand goes to the other side?
Snodoke.
Yeah. we use gravity that way. You know, we lie down and then we get up, and that kind of has, that helps the blood move where it needs to move.
Just like my orthostatic hypotension.
Yeah, people with that sort of disorder. Yeah. I mean, that's, but that same thing happens in everyone, not to that extent. Mm. But yeah, so when you're in space, your blood is just kind of stagnant.
Mm.
Maybe that's related to this. I don't know.
ね、それはそれでなんか確かにおかしなことになりそうだもんね。いきなりそんな状態になったら。
There's so many things that must get weird in zero G's.
ね。
And even from just turning upside down. Like, when's the last time that you have been upside down?
Like forever ago.
It's only 1G.
Mm.
It's still 1G. Mm. But if you're completely upside down, how do you feel?
私それね結構本当にトーレランス少ないの、もう全然耐えられないの。
Do your eyes get red? Your face,
yeah, like
if you like bend over to pick something up, do you feel pressure in your face?
Yeah, it's like it feels like it's gonna explode. なんか子供の時さ、あの鉄棒に反対側にぶら下がってずっとブラブラできる子とかいなかった？クラスに何人か。で全然平気な子してんだけど、もう私全然無理。もう結構一瞬で辛い。
I've been wondering about like how to become able to be upside down.Comfortably.
Right. でもね、サーカスとかさ、なんかもう本当人によっては結構平気、長期間平気な人もいるじゃん。あの吊る下げられ
て。But is that like, is that genetic or is it something that you can adapt to? You can adapt to it, no?
どうだろう。でも例えばそのオーソスタティックハイポテンションとかはさ、まさにその重力で血が下に下がっちゃって足の方ばっかりにいっちゃって頭に血が足りなくなるわけじゃん。それを普通はこう副交感神経と交感神経をこううまく使って使うんだかなんだかでこう下にばっかり行かないように筋肉を締めるだのなんだのできるらしいんだよね、人間は普通は。だから私みたいにそれが壊れてる人はあの下に行き過ぎちゃってこう貧血みたいになるわけだけど、
You have to wear a suit, the pilot suit. They wear something called a pressure suit. And it squeezes their legs and their...It squeezes their body to keep the blood up.
So, それはでもそう副交感神経が壊れているからみたいなこと言われた。だからそれを逆に、だから逆向きの場合もだからそういうことじゃない。それがうまくいく人はあんまり頭に血が上りすぎないようにちゃんと体が自然にコントロールしてくれてるんじゃない。だから私みたいにそれが壊れてると逆向きだろうがまっすぐ立っていようがもう。
Maybe if you exercised more, maybe if you like did yoga or capoeira or something, you could fix that.
そうそうそう。Exercise, 日頃からしてるとマシになるって言われた。
I was,
お医者さんにも。
I was, the first time I experienced something weird with this is when I was doing, I was in this capoeira sakura.
Okay.
In college.And you have to spend so much time upside down.
そうだよね。
You have to do so much upside down shit.
あ、無理無理。
And we actually did practice like walking handstand. But I was so uncomfortable upside down. I was like, my eyes are gonna pop out or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then this is weird. I don't know if it's related, but I went blind in one eye.
え、怖っ。どういうこと？
I went blind. I think it was my right eye.
え？ いきなり？
Yeah, I,
For how long?
It was like, all of a sudden everything was fuzzy in just my right eye.
怖っ。
Like, right in the middle.
何それ？怖っ。
Right in the middle of my eyesight, I went blind. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I can't see.And I looked in the mirror. I couldn't see anything.
How long did it last, though?
So I went to the hospital.
Okay.
And they said, if it gets worse, then we have to cauterize it with a laser. But it's very close to the nerve bundle in your retina.
Oh, my God.
So it's likely to cause very serious eye damage. So you may not be able to see anymore.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's what they told me. And they said, the other possibility is that it just gets better on its own and we wait and see. So it's either like it's either going to get worse and I'm going to go blind.
でもその時お医者さんにこのそうやって逆向きになってたら起きましたって言ったの？
うん。
あ、言わなかったんだ。なんかその時のお医者さんのリアクションが知りたかった。
I never thought that it was related until like just now.
Oh, eh?
So I just thought like, wait a second. Maybe that was like...
どういうこと?
Because I remember my eyes were really red. And actually what had happened is one of the capillaries in my retina had like burst. That is what caused my blindness.
Okay.
Is that capillary. So what they do usually is they cauterize it with a laser to prevent it from spreading.
Right, right.
But they said because I'm young... it should get better on its own. So I decided to just wait and see if it got better.
Yeah.
And it got better, like gradually over time.
Over time as in like a couple of days or?
No, it took, it was probably more than a month before I could see again.
What?
Yeah.
何それ?
And I had like all these like, scan that I had to take.
Oh my god.
And I couldn't read. Like, try reading with one eye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's hard.
私コンタクトしてるからさ、たまにメイクの油分とかなんかわかんないけどついちゃって、すごいなんかずっと一日中ぼやけてる時とかそれだけでもうなんか、本当に it bothers you so much. Like, もうなんか普通に暮らせない、慣れてないから。
I don't think that's as bad.
No, but like, you know, even that bothers you so much. So I can't even imagine, like, if it's your 普段のっていうか, you know, like, you can't just, like, take out the contact and it's okay, right?
It gave me headaches constantly.
Oh, God.
Just because it was like, I could see, but it was so blurry that it was useless. Just right. One eye.
Right. 危ないね.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Be careful doing handstands, I guess. I don't know. I guess it's really rare. I don't know.
初めて聞いた。なんか変なことよく起こるよね、マイケル。
Yeah, well, hanging out upside down is a weird thing to do.
I guess. But that's not too, you know, strange.
多分やりすぎた。I was like, I need to stay upside down ずっと。And master this.
Yeah, I can't do that. Okay.
Yep. Oh, the way that they're doing this microgravity in this study is something called HU.
Okay.
Which is their new technique.
Okay.
Can you guess what they're doing?
水飲んでるだけじゃん。I'm not gonna guess what they're doing.
So it's called hind limb unloading. So this study was on mice, yeah, not on people.
Right.
This hind limb unloading is where they take a mouse and they like pick up the back legs only. So the back legs of the mouse are like suspended.
Oh my god.
And the mouse is just on its front legs.
Oh my god, kawaiisou.
And that's how they're simulating microgravity.
Oh my god. しかもだって some mice 何 21 days
長いね。
Oh my god. カポエラのそのちょっとでも大変なのに。
But it's kind of a similar movement as what I was doing.
Yeah. No. Not for 21 freaking days.
Yeah.
Oh, poor mice. Okay. しかもその状態になった上に免疫機能下がってるから病気になりやすくなってるじゃん。
Well, they kill the mouse right after they're done with the experiment.
What?
What? What do you mean, what?
They killed them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they had to analyze the bone marrow of the mice. Because B lymphocyte cells are synthesized.
They have to kill them to check it?
In the bone marrow. They always kill these mice. Oh, like the last 1,000 studies that we've talked about, they killed those mice at the end.
Every single time?
Almost, yeah.
Oh no, now I feel so bad.
なんで今更?
I don't know.
気づくの?
It's so sad. Now I'm so sad.
Yeah, they're dead.
So mean.
That's it, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. 話は以上です。
お話終わりです。Amazon で宇宙トレーナー販売中ですので欲しい方はぜひ。いけてるよね。あのさ、ツイッターのさ、あの買ってくれた人でさ、あの狼みたいな被り物してる人めっちゃイケてたね。マイケルがツイートした人。
あ、それ狼？ It was a bear, no?
Was it a bear? Oh, sorry. Bear guy. 超イケてたね、あの人。
Yeah, I was like, what is this, like, bear head guy?
ね、めっちゃ、ありがとう。
And I looked at some of the other pictures and 全部 bear head.
あ、そうなんだ。
Yeah.
なんか、すごいおしゃれだよね。
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is like so cool. びっくり。そう、でも他にもみんなあの着てる写真とか、あの猫飼ってる人はこう一緒に、あとワンちゃんとかね、みんななんか動物と一緒に写真撮って見せてくれて嬉しい。あの、そう、あのバイリンガルニュースって検索するとAmazonですぐ出てきますので、興味ある人はぜひお願いします。あと文字起こしのテキストをアプリで購入できるので、それもぜひお願いします。はい。いや、
アンドロイドはもうすぐできるよ。
OK。 なんか今日ね、東京も雪降ってさ、ここに来るまで結構降ってた、うん、今止んでるといいんだけどな、ちょっと見えないね、ここから、
ね、
なんか今日はなんか調子悪いんだよね、私。なんか調子悪くない、私。なんか寒いから、寒いから頭働いてないみたいな、わかんない。
大丈夫、
寒さのせいにする。OK、終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
はい。